Rachel, we do have one more story to get to. It's really hitting home for a few members of the BPP staff. And not surprisingly, it involves food. Sadly, the lack of it.
Okay, imagine your favorite holiday comfort food, something you count on year after year. For me, it's potato casserole at Thanksgiving. Then one year, it just doesn't show up. Totally MIA.
Think of Halloween without candy corn, Thanksgiving without cranberry, Easter without Peeps. That is what is happening. After 68 years of continuous production, there will be no Tam Tams for Passover this year.
Say it isn't so. For those of you who don't know, the Tam Tam is a six-sided cracker that's been part of holiday traditions for lots of Jewish families. And luckily, we have our very own representative here from one of New York's most prominent gastronomic traditions to help us make sense of it all. Native New Yorker Nikki Russ Fetterman is part of the fourth generation to run her family's appetizing store, Russ and Daughters. It's on Manhattan's Houston Street. This is a very busy time. I imagine they were preparing tons of orders for Passover. Only one thing's missing: the Tam Tam. Hey, Nikki.
Good morning.
You must see some sad faces in your store lately.
Customer yesterday said he was going on strike from Passover if there weren't going to be any Tam Tams.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's talk about how this has happened. According to reports that originated in the New Jersey Jewish News in late February, the RAB Food Group, which apparently owns the Manischewitz brand, had some delays installing this high-tech oven in their facility, and this is made it different. Now it's ruined Passover for everyone. No one gets Tam Tams as a result of this.
At least this year, we didn't know about it until we went to place our order and heard that there were no Tam Tams to be found. And we made subsequent calls to check out the story and found out it was true. And alas, it sounds like a technical glitch. They couldn't get the new oven up and running. So no Tam Tams. And there are other options, other good alternatives for the Passover holiday. There's always matzah.
Okay, let's talk about, before we talk about alternatives, for people who don't know, let's talk about Passover and why the foods are actually a very integral part of the holiday.
Right. It's all about the foods you can eat and those you can't eat. So during the Passover holiday, which commemorates the Jews' flight from Egypt, where they were slaves.
And they couldn't wait for the bread to
That's
rise.
right. They rushed out of there, and so they were only able to bring unleavened bread. So during the Passover holiday, observant Jews do not eat any bread or leavened bread products. So that really trims down your options when it comes to eating.
And if you're really serious about it, things with corn syrup,
That's
people
right.
don't drink
Wow.
anything, you know?
Cereal. So it's not really a gastronomic holiday.
Until Passover dinner, which is awesome, I
Right.
think.
And during the two first nights of Passover, where you have a ceremonial meal called the Seder, the foods you eat, each one is symbolic of retelling the story of the Jews' flight from Exodus.
And so, I mean, we were kind of scamming the internet to try to figure out exactly how widespread this Tam Tam panic was. And our editor, Trish McKinney, actually found out that there's a rabbi in Michigan who's selling three boxes on eBay that he had saved over from last year. Do you all have Tam Tams on the shelves from last year? A
No,
stockpile?
we don't. We haven't, we have nothing left over. And I've heard stories about black market Tam
We should
Tams
point
out
out that
there.
this particular rabbi is selling the proceeds he's giving to an organization that fights
No,
hunger.
good
So
man, good man.
it is for a good cause.
There's Tam Tam hoarding going on.
Tam Tam hoarding, apparently. Are you what you said you've seen some really sad faces. Are people heard about this in the news, or are they coming into you and you're the bearer of bad news?
Well, I think holidays such as Passover are, when you put history and tradition and food all together, it's a really powerful thing. And so take away something like a Tam Tam that a lot of people have grown up with, they associate with the holiday. It can be pretty traumatic. But luckily, we haven't had anyone really be
Freak
too dis
out.
freak out on us.
Are they truly that much better than regular matzah?
Personally, I'm a matzah girl.
Me too.
Yep.
Oh. I'm with you.
But if
How many different ways are there to make flat unleavened bread, I have to say, though, isn't
not too many.
it?
The I actually brought some matzah in to show you this morning, and the kind that I brought is called Shmura Matzah, and this is the ceremonial matzah that usually have for the Passover Seder, and it's also called guarded matzah because this comes directly from Israel, and a rabbi literally watches this matzah for 18 minutes. It cannot bake for more than 18 minutes, and so it's guarded, and it's...
Why can't it overcook?
Because there can be no chance that it would possibly rise.
Ah.
So 18 minutes is a magic number, apparently.
And this is now being used. You're
I'm going in.
You're going in for the. Okay. You're pimping this out, for lack of a better expression, instead of tam tams.
No. This is okay? Actually. Go. Yeah. This is what you usually have for the Seder. So this is kind of really a special matzah. Tam tams are really. They're more like Jewish Ritz crackers, honestly. And it's what you eat during the course of the week, as a replacement for bread. The tam tams are great for just dips and spreads and things like that.
Tam tams have seeds on them. I mean, I got to tell you, really, you like this?
I do. I love matzah. I do. And I also like what you brought us here.
Yeah,
from his daughters.
Yes. That would be great on the matzah.
That's what's happening right now.
Is that gefilte fish?
No, I do have gefilte fish, actually. I brought it with me. But it's a little early in the morning.
We don't get a lot of gefilte fish in Idaho, I have to say. Yeah. I didn't learn about that until I moved to New York.
Well, the gefilte fish I brought you, you just might like, because it's a salmon whitefish gefilte fish, so it's a departure from your old school gefilte fish. It's really quite good.
This is so good.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I want to know what made you go back to your family biz. What's fun for you about working in food and family business?
Russ and Daughters has been a fixture in New York since 1914. It was started by my great-grandfather, who had a pushcart on the Lower East Side of New York. And I think the fact that we have stayed in business and stayed a family-run business is really something special. And it sort of took me doing other things to realize how important small, historic, family-run businesses are, especially in a place like New York. And, and I eat well, too. You know, I eat smoked salmon and caviar every day, so
That's not all bad.
All right, ladies, I'm breaking into the studio. I can't wait any longer. I can't listen to this on the radio.
Dan Pashman breaking in, getting some of his flatbread, getting his matzah on.
Nikki Russ Fetterman, thank you so much for coming in and bringing us the snacks. And man, oh, man, Shevitz, I wish you had Tam Tams this year. But there's next year.
Always next year.
Happy Passover.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
It's all about the whitefish.
Eat the matzah. Hey, this is the BPP from NPR, and we're going to just eat some matzah right now.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki.